Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we do ask that you please discontinue the use of all portable electronic devices. If you have any questions...
All right, that's a good Brandon screw-up, huh?
You've got fat fingers.
Dingoes ain't my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
You know, I had a nice walk this morning with a dog that was reputed to be a dingo.
Good thing you don't have a baby.
No, but it was trying to eat a little Sheltie, little collie thing.
Like a baby Sheltie?
Yeah, it was a little tiny thing.
So all right. Cool.
I love dogs. Is this the dog corner? No, computer corner.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ken and Brandon, the data doctors, here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 Arizona time. Those of you listening outside of the area, do the math.
2 hours East Coast, right? An hour Central.
Yeah, but that's this time of year.
Yeah, it always changes. We're the weirdos out here.
Can't do that. All right, let's go back to the phones here and see if we can help. Who is it, Ron?
I'm looking for Ron.
Ron. Welcome to the computer corner.
Thank you, guys.
What can we do for you?
Well, I put together a computer. Last night I turned it on, but in the middle of the boot up or the CMOS setup, I turned it off because the IDE drives were backwards. I switched them, turned it back on, and now I can't get anything to go.
I hate when that happens.
Me too.
When you say the IDE drives were backwards, I'm not really sure what you mean by that. What do you mean?
Well, on the motherboard, the main master IDE drive should be plugged into IDE1, right? And I didn't have that. I had the CD and the DVD drives plugged into the IDE1.
In theory, yeah, they should be, but at the end of the day, the computer really doesn't care these days, but there's something that there's more important than just which place it's plugged into.
But hang on a second. Did it work before when you had it plugged in reputedly the wrong way?
Yes.
What's that tell you?
I should have left it alone.
if it ain't broke, fix it till it is.
Yeah.
Something you gotta pay attention to. Is the hard drive on a cable all by itself, or is it plugged in with other things?
I have two hard drives, and on one, and the CD and DVD on the other.
Okay, and are you familiar with the master and slave settings on hard drives with little jumpers?
Yes.
Now, those stayed the same. If I understand you correctly, you just took the connectors off of the motherboard. You had two of them.
Right.
And you swapped them, right?
Correct.
Okay, and so the master-slave orientation shouldn't have changed.
Right.
But what could have happened is...
the cables are on backwards.
Backwards, bent pins, you missed two of the connectors. So have you gone in there real close to double-check all that?
Yeah, I even pulled the hard drives out of the case and everything and put them back in.
Yeah, but not the hard drives. We only switched at where the pins connect to the cable.
Yeah.
So that's where we would be looking.
Well, wait, hang on. When you switched the cables, did you switch them on the motherboard or did you switch them at the back of the drives?
Just on the motherboard.
Okay. Well, did you try putting it back to the way it was when it worked to see if it works again, or have you gone too far already?
No, I haven't tried that.
What I would actually do is step back for a minute and say, okay, we want to see if the machine can even fire up. Let's unplug all the drives, all the CDs, everything. So just unplug those cables from the motherboard and see if you can at least get into the CMOS. Of course, it will not see your hard drives and your CD-ROMs, but that's okay.
Okay.
We just want to establish that we can get that far. Then we're going to add back just one thing. Let's say just the hard drives, and try it again. And if we have a problem, then we're going to do one drive at a time. And we're going to try it again. And we're going to keep going through this until we figure out where the problem is or until we can't repeat it because we did something different anyway, in which case, life is good.
Okay.
But the more you can pull off of there and start adding back one at a time, the more you're going to start troubleshooting and figuring out where the problem is, or maybe you'll solve the problem altogether because you'll just change the order of things.
For those of you, CMOS, CMOS, complementary metal oxide semiconductor.
Yes.
That clears it up, doesn't it? It's actually a chip that's on the computer that when you first start your machine, the machine goes and checks with this chip as to, what do we got here?
It's like the computer before the computer.
Yeah, it's like the, what's that? You know, that before the space shuttle takes off, you see that little fire, that little kind of fire that starts at the bottom before the big burners
It's like
catch.
The igniter fire
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
It's like the spark.
That. It's the spark for your computer. So, yeah, get back to where you were and then simplify things, but you likely did something very small wrong,
okay.
You know, like a pin, or, I mean, I've this again, speaking from experience, after 18 years, I've done that a million times.
We've all done this.
Spent a ton of time looking for the really complicated solution when the simple solution was there. So start back where you had it and work forward from there.
Okay.
All right. Good luck there, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
The fun of building your own computer.
And more fun with building your computer, or actually just fun with your computer, and technology in general, and security, I guess.
And Ron needs to make sure he updates that machine as soon as he actually gets it to fire up as well.
Absolutely. It's just like a new machine, because it is.
It is a new machine. So, as promised, when we come back from this next break, we will give you an alternative to going through all of this on your own.